Okay, we are Daf Hey. We are on Dalet Amud Beis. We are on the last line of Dalet Amud Beis. Elo Lamai Hilchasa. That's where we're going to start from. Yesterday's Amud was all about on Amud Beis was all about 5-6 different shitas about when one violates Baal Sa'acher, and we're going to pick it up in the middle of that Gemara. The Braisa earlier had quoted different shitas. Is it one regel? Is it all the regalim? Is it all the regalim in order? That was all yesterday's Amud. Just by Yiterach Agav, the Gemara had brought in Pazar Kashav, the 6 ways that Shmini Atzeres is a Yanta Bifnei Atzmo. It brought it in to say that you couldn't bring you can't use that as a limud for something else. Just one thought I saw in the Margalias Hashas last night, that he just says on Pazar Kashav, you can put this back in the Sukkah Gemaras. What's Pazar Kashav? So he quotes from the Belzer Rebbe, that really, on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, that's a day that through our dancing, all the tefillahs throughout the year that have not gone up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through our dancing and through our simcha, go straight up. You can look at it also in the context of the day after the Yom Ha'Noraim, the day after Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, which is the Gemara Chasima. Any leftovers, anything scattered around all over the place goes up. So anything that's scattered, nispazer, all the tefillahs that are scattered in the world, kashal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makshiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to dafka through the dancing that we have on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. That's pazar, the scattered kashav are listened to on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, so we start off the week with a Dvar Drash, and now we get into the Gemara. Last line, El Lamai Hilchasa, Kasvi Rachmana Lachaga Sukkos. So if you remember, the previous lines spoke about that according to certain shitos, that you do not need all 3 chagim to violate the Isra of Losa Acher, delaying a carbon. And you don't need them in order. So then why does the Torah link all of them in the Pasuk? If the Losa Acher L'Shalmo only has to do with 1 Yantif or only Sukkos, so according to those Shitos, why does the Pasuk put them all together? There must be a reason to learn one from the other. Elamai Hilchasa Kasvi Rachmana L'Chaga Sukkos. So why is Pesach and Sukkos quoted in the same Pasuk? La'akushe L'Chaga Matzos. Is to compare it to Chaga Matzos, to compare Pesach and Sukkos. In what way? Says the Gemara, Ma Chaga Matzos Ta'un Lina, Av Chaga Sukkos Ta'un Lina. Just like Pesach requires Lina, Lina is a mitzvah d'oraisa, that with the day that you bring the karban, you do not leave Yerushalayim that day, you sleep over, you don't rush out. So Ma Chaga Pesach, just like Chaga Pesach requires Lina, Rashi quotes, top Rashi, Chleil Cholo Shel Moed. It means you got to sleep over the first night of Chol HaMoed and go back, leave Yerushalayim the next morning. After you bring your karbanis on the first day, so Ma Chaga Pesach Ta'un Lina, just like Pesach requires Lina, doesn't mean that you leave the first day Pesach morning. That's what Rashi's saying. Just like Chag Matzos Ta'un Lina, so Achag Sukkos Ta'un Lina, so too Sukkos requires Lina. And this is a halacha that is quoted in various Gemaras. There is, though, an important discussion in the Tosas. Tosas says that what does our Gemara say? Just like Pesach, so too Sukkos. It's by all karbanis. You know, what does the Gemara need a separate limud for to teach you? So do Chagak Sukkos requires Lina. The special karbanos we bring on Sukkos requires that you sleep over. Every karban that you bring, if I bring a Shalmei Nedava at any point in the year, if I bring it, I have to sleep over that night. So what is the Torah need a specific limud to tell me that Dabka Chagak Sukkos, I have to sleep over? Tosas gives 2 answers. Tosas first says, that's like 6 lines, the 6th to last skinny line. Vatema, the tapek laid the tune and lina, mishim shalmi simcha. It's a shlamim. You need a lina for every, afilu b'shar yimos hashana. So first Tosfos says, no, maybe you could come up with a case on Yantif where you didn't bring your shlamim on the first day. Because we know shlamim can be brought for 2 days, and you can eat your shlamim for 2 days and 1 night, the night in the middle. So maybe if you bring your shlamim an earlier day in Sukkos, that still teaches me that, you know, you have to sleep over that night. Even if you set your shlamim me esmol. That's Tosa's first answer. So ma'isi karban biyom shabol Yerushalayim. Unless you set your karbanos earlier by a shliach. So by the time you got to Yerushalayim, your karbanos were already brought. So you might say you can leave then. Kamashmalan, Tosva says not. But the second answer is a little more fundamental. Tosva says maybe the chiddush is that just like Pesach, so to Sukkos, that the entire yontif is called one day. And therefore, Lina, by these Yomim Tovim, mean you have to stay until the day after Yantif. even if you brought all your kabbanis earlier in the yantif, you have to say the entire yantif. And Tosfos says, the fourth to last line in Tosfos, that's the simple reading of the pasuk, kapashti dekra, to achar haregel yashuv lebeso, ufanisa v'boker v'halachto lo halecha. So you should say the whole yantif. So that's the special din of lina, according to Tosfos, and learned that from this pasuk. That it means that you have to stay the entire yantif, because the entire yantif is looked at as one day regarding hilchas karbanos. That's Tosfos' second answer. So what about Shavuos? What about Shavuos? Since like yesterday's daf, you know, you might say that, you know, you have to say, well, lina for a whole week. So maybe in a chinami, do you say Shavuos is like a whole week? I don't know if Menachem mentioned it yesterday. There's a girsa. This question is probably a mistaken girsa, but there is a girsa. If you look at the Rambam Siddur, at the end of Sefer Ava, the Rambam writes, you say Yal v'Yavo on all the Chol HaMoeds. On, you say it on Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, and on Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, and of course on Chag HaShavuos Hazeh. Cholamoy Shavuos. You don't know such a thing. What's Cholamoy Shavuos? Say Yal V'Yavo. Does the Rambam mean Tashlumin, the days that week after? So some say it's a Tov Sofer. Either way, you have this Girsa in the Rambam Siddur, the end of Sefer Av. Those are two answers Tosfos has. Again, why do you need a specific limud by Sukkos in the mitzvah of Lina applies by all karbanos? And just one other answer, and that's the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis on this Gemara says that if you look in the sources, it sounds like what's the reason for the mitzvah of Lina? What's behind the mitzvah of Lina? It's that, you know, you shouldn't come to Yerushalayim and rush out. You should stay a little bit. Don't think that, you know, you come. Show that you're not doing it. There's not a burden upon you. Stay a little bit. So says the Sfas Emes, usually you come for a day. So it has to say there's a mitzvah of lina. You have to stay that night. But by Yontif, you know, you might, if you've been there for a couple days, says the Sfas Emes, so you might have thought that there's no mitzvah to dafka stay the night after you bring a karbon. Because after all, you've been there for 3 days. Haraya that you're not rushing out. So you happen to bring the carbon the last day you're there, but that's not, there's no more mitzvah of lina. You were there for 3 days. Kamash Mulan, that's the special limud. Because dafka here, you're here for a couple days. By other carbon, you're only here for a day. So even here, says the Sfas Emes, that you might have thought that you could leave the day you bring the carbon, because you've already been here for a couple days, so it doesn't appear like it's a masa upon you. Kamash Mulan, no, you have to stay overnight the day after you bring the carbon. Period. Even though you've been here for a couple of days. That's the third answer. Tosfos gives two, and Sfas Emes gives a third. Yeah?
But what about Shmini Atzeres? The whole institution of Shmini Atzeres is kasha.
What about, interesting, the Shmini Atzeres, the whole point of Shmini Atzeres is lina. Is kasha like Pridaschen to stay. In the Chinami, that's, there's still, let's see, if the carbonus of Shmini Atzeres, there's lina. There's lina, right? Yeah, everything keeps going. Okay. One other fascinating discussion here that they have on this mitzvah of lina, and that's quoted by the Rabbi Yosef Engel here, the Gaon Yashas, quotes the Menachas Chinuch. He also learned Menachas Chinuch. So he quotes the Menachas Chinuch, who writes in mitzvah Kuf Lamed Vav, that we know there's an Isser, the Rambam quotes, there's an Isser of the Kohen Gadol ever leaving Yerushalayim. Not maybe even the Beis HaMikdash. But there's an Isser of the Kohen Gadol can't leave Yerushalayim. And the question is, what is the Rambam's source for that halacha? That the Kohen Gadol cannot leave Yerushalayim. So the Nosei Kalim don't really discuss it. Some suggest it's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says when a Mikdash lo yetzei, he's not allowed to follow even his Zayin Krovim for Avelus. But Rabbi Yosef, the Minchas Chinuch says, you know what the Makar is? What's the Makar that the Kohen Gadol can't leave Yerushalayim? Lina! Because the Kohen Gadol brings a carbon every day, the Minchas Chavitin. And if the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring a special carbon every day, then he has a mitzvah of lina every day. So he can never leave the Yerushalayim. That's the Minchas Chinuch's Shita. That's the marker for the Rambam, our mitzvah of lina. Answer Yosef Engel on our Gemara, the Gilyon Yashas, but 1 second. We know the Rambam also holds that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to be a member of the Sanhedrin. He's allowed to be part of the Sanhedrin, writes the Rambam. So let's say the Sanhedrin has to go out to measure an Egla Arufa. Right, you find an anonymous corpse in between two cities, so the Sanhedrin has to go out. Or the Sanhedrin has to go out to be Marchiv and expand the borders of Yerushalayim. So there are sometimes the Sanhedrin has to leave Yerushalayim. So how could the Kohen Gadol be part of the Sanhedrin? He's not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. That's his kasha. And he says, oh, it must be L'Torach Mitzvah's Mutter. That's how he ends off. If you say the reason that there's an Isser Yetziyah for the Kohen Gadol, and he's allowed to leave, he's allowed to be part of the Sanhedrin, so he's stuck, says the reverse of Engel. So he says it must be, V'yesh lomer de l'tzorach mitzvah shari, d'rakim yotzi l'derech atzmo, haviz eneged chiyav halina, mashe'enki in l'tzorach mitzvah, nechshav adayin shapir, t'irasu v'denasu v'yushalayim. Not a problem. He says, after all, you see that by Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. He gives the mashal. You have to live in Eretz Yisrael, but if you're going out, looking for a wife and learning Torah, the two or three reasons that it's allowed, so too. So he says, so too here. The Kohen Gadol is allowed to leave for Tzorach Mitzvah for certain reasons.
What Who said all 70 have to go to measure the...
So, oh, number one, who say all 70 have to go out? There's only a representative group that has to go out. So in all those cases, you'd say that he's not allowed to be one of those group? Okay. So that would be a limit on his part of being at the Sanhedrin. So you don't find that. Yeah?
Does Lina mean you can't leave your son? Does it mean you have to come back to sleep?
Does Lina mean you can't leave or you have to come sleep? Oh, so that's Rav Yashav. Rav Yashav on this Gemara quotes this. Rav Yosef Engel quotes the Menachas Chenech and he says, what do you mean? This Rav Lina is not like, oh, you put your foot outside and that's it? There's an Isser? No, it means that the Kfius... Your kfius has to be in Yerushalayim. So yeah, you could go out, you could have a picnic, you could go outside a little bit, then, but that's as long as your kfius is still in Yerushalayim, that's not a problem. And that's what he says here. He says, even if you go out to measure the Yegla Rufa, it wouldn't be a violation of Lina. Then he gives another possibility, maybe he could bring his carbon, if he knows he has to leave that day, he could send his carbon to Shliach. The Menchas Chavitin, he could point another coin to bring his carbon, and then he doesn't really have a mitzvah of Lina then, it's only his Shliach. Relates to Shluch HaShlam Kamoso issues. But again, that is, Rabbi Yashiv gives those two ideas behind to answer up the Gilyon Yashas.
Is there a
pasuk of an Amikdash Lo Yetzi? Right, so some say that's that Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Ches, that others say that maybe that's the source. That's specifically brought in the Gemara by Avelus, though. He shouldn't go follow the coffin because he might touch. Right, so is that per se that he's not allowed to leave at all, or just in that context? There is a mystery which we're not going to get into. Just to note, the Rambam only quotes Lina by Bikurim, not by Karbanos. So many will leave the Rambam Mitzarach Ian. Why the Rambam doesn't quote the Mitzvah of Lina? There are many Gemaras that seem to put it by Karbanos, like our Gemara. But that's the Rambam. Okay, let's continue now. So the Gemara says, why are, based on yesterday's Gemara, was all about Baal Ta'acher, so why, according to the Rishonim, according to the Tanayim, that do not require three Chagim, so why as Pesach and Sukkot is put in the same Pasuk, to teach you the mitzvah of Lina, just like Pesach needs Lina, so too Sukkot. Second line, V'hasa minala, so how do you know what's the marker for Lina even by Pesach? T'chziv, v'fanisa v'boker, v'halachta lo alecha. Because the Pasuk says, in the morning, you should go and leave. You have to sleep over. You can't leave... You can't leave till the next day. So next, with Tanakama, Reb Shimon, Tashlum and Lazarus Minalahu, but the Tanakama and Reb Shimon, those were the two opinions yesterday that said you do need all three Yamim Tovim to violate Baal Sa'acher, either in order or any three. So according to them, the idea, you've already used up all of the whole Pasuk. You already used up the whole Pasuk, so the Pasuk is not available to teach you the last two halachos which the Gemara spoke about. Firstly, Tashlum in Latzeres. The fact that if you didn't bring your carbon on Shavuos, you have a whole week to bring your carbon. So where's that learned from? Because according to them, they already used up the Pasuk. So where do you know that from? So Nafka Lahum, Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel. So you learn that from Rabba Bar Shmuel. Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rabba Bar Shmuel says, how do you know? Again, what are we trying to figure out? That you could bring your carbon for Shavuos the whole week. Following Shavuos, because Amra Torah, Mane Yamim v'Kadesh Chodesh, count days and then sanctify the month, Rosh Chodesh. Mane Yamim v'Kadesh Hatzeres, count days and sanctify Shavuos. Again, the Rishonim point out there's no specific mitzvah to count days to Rosh Chodesh. So don't take that so literally, that Mane Yamim. It just means in order to get to the Rosh Chodesh, we count units of days. So too, we count units counting up to Shavuos. So Ma Chodesh Leminu Yo, Af Atzeres Leminu Yo. Just like Rosh Chodesh Leminu Yo, we sanctify at the end of our counting a unit of time which is equal to the units which we just counted. For example, we counted days to Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, there is sanctified one day of Rosh Chodesh. So too, Atzeres, I'm sorry, so Af Atzeres Leminu Yo, so to Shavuos. We counted weeks in order to get to Shavuos, so we sanctify a week by Shavuos Le'inyin Tashlum. And obviously there's only one day Daraisa of Shavuos, but at least regarding the halacha, that you're allowed to bring the Karbanos of Shavuos for a week, we sanctify it for the week. So that's the limud of Rabbi Bar Shmuel. You always sanctify the unit of time that you just counted. So you count in days, so you sanctify Rosh Chodesh, you count in weeks, and then you sanctify Shavuos. So it says the Gemara one second. Ema Atzeres Chad Yoma. So, Ema Atzeres Chad Yoma. Amar Rava, Atu Atzeres. Oh, so says the Gemara, maybe it should be only one day. Right? Because you counted days to Shavuos. What do you mean? Who says, why are you jumping to weeks? Did he also count days? It says Tisbru Chamishim Yom in the Torah. It says the Gemara, no. Amar Rava, Atu Atzeres Yome Maninan Shavue Lo Maninan? What, you only count days to Shavuos? We know you also count weeks to Shavuos. V'ha'amar mar, it says in Maseches Menachos, mitzvah l'mimnei yomei, u'mitzvah l'mimnei shavuei. It's a mitzvah to count days and weeks when you count to Shavuos. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's why, right, when you sanctify Shavuos, so you're allowed to sanctify it as a week and not just as a day. Number one. Number two, v'yod chagashvuos ksiv. Period. Right? It says, what do you mean? The other is called the Festival of Weeks, Chagashvuos. What's the added point? The od chagashvuos ksiv. So the Ritva explains, because you might have said that, you're right, you count days and weeks, but the Iker, you might have said is to count days. Right? After all, you know, that's Tisbur Chamishim Yom. Come on, that's the second va'od. That's the va'od that the counting the weeks is the Iker. Counting the weeks. And that's why, because you count weeks, so that's the makar, that tashlumin for Shavuos is weeks. Why do you count weeks? We mentioned in the past the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on Parshas Emor, which says that the 7 weeks which we count, why do we count weeks? We count the weeks for. You always count days. Weeks, oh, years, we count years by Shemitah. But weeks, seven. It's always sevens also, the Aruch Chaim points out. And other Mepharshim expand on this. It's always a unit, what's seven? Seven, whenever you come to Tahara, purification process, is always seven. By a mitzorah, you have to count seven. Tamei mace, you have to count seven. Always seven. Sevens to become tahar. So that's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. The model is Ishto Nida. A Nida has to count 7 days. The Araisa, the Rabbanan, whatever, Zava, everybody 7 days. So says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that in order, before Klal Yisrael marries HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Matan Torah, from Pesach to Shavuos, we have to count seven. We have to count sevens, because that's our Shiva Nikiyim, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. That's our 7 clean days, and he says, don't bother me that it's days versus weeks, because when you're talking about a whole nation, you can understand that it's weeks instead of days. You need more time, says the Aruch Chaim, so don't bother me about that. It's quoting a Zohar. But he says that's the Svira, Yemeah Svira is the Shiva Nikiyim of Klal Yisrael becoming clean in order to be married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuos. So that's the, that's why we have sevens. Beautiful. That's the Ritva's Kasha. The Ritva, after the Ritva says, don't you say Tavasa Maruba Lo Tavasa, you say the days. So he says that's how you read the Gemara. If you want to say that the first answer is not enough, that is days and weeks, who says you should go by the weeks, not by the days, that's why you need the second answer of the Gemara. That Shavuos, the weeks, is the Iker, and that's how you read the Gemara. Okay, there is important machlokes just to note here, and that is a machlokes. It's discussed Shavuos time, but it comes up here. Here, the Gemara here refers to the fact that there's a mitzvah to count days and mitzvah to count weeks. If we're medayik in the language of mar, it's really a meimar, Maseches Menachos. What's the language? Mitzvah l'mimnei yomei u'mitzvah l'mimnei shavuei. It's a mitzvah to count days and it's a mitzvah to count weeks. The pashtus of the Gemara, if we wouldn't know anything, would be that, what do you say? Two separate mitzvos. Mitzvah l'mimne yomei, mitzvah l'mimne shavuei. It sounds that way from the Gemara. It doesn't say mitzvah l'mimne yomei u'shavuei. It's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. That's what it sounds like. And even if you look in the Torah, there are two separate psukim. If you look in Parshas Emor, it says, U'sfartan l'chemi macharas ha-shabbos, miyom ha-viyachem ha-zewa t'rufa, sheva shabbosos t'mimos t'yana. It says seven weeks. And if you look later in Parshas Re'eh, the end of the day, Tisbur Chamishim Yom. Right? There's a different, I'm sorry, there's not, Tisbur Chamishim Yom is also in Emor. But there's another pasuk. The other pasuk in Re'eh is, I have it written down here, Me'achal chamesh b'akama, tochel l'spar sheva shavuos. But there's two separate psukim. So you might say it's two separate mitzvos. Says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, one of the great Rishonim, there are two separate mitzvahs by Sefiras HaOmer. There's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. He says, so why do we say one sentence? We should say, Hayom Yom Rishon LaOmer. Hayom Yom blank LaOmer. Hayom Yom Shnei Shavuos LaOmer. He says, why don't we count two separate ones? Says, and also, why don't we make two brachas? If it's two mitzvahs, why don't we make two brachas? Says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, we make two brachas. We make two brachas. It's two separate mitzvahs. The only reason today we don't make two is because you look in the psukim. If you look in the psukim, the minion of weeks is linked to the Karban HaOmer. Specifically, it says, the day after you bring the tenufa sheva shabbos to miyom asiyana. So bizman hazeh, says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, counting weeks is derabanan. That's zecha l'migdash. Counting days is da'oraisa of bizman hazeh. Because in the psukim, that's not linked to the Karban HaOmer. That's why today, we put it all together. We say, hayom sheva yamim, shehem shavu echa la'omer. But really, bizman ha'migdash, Says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, we had two separate countings because it was Daraisa. Today we link it because it's really the second part is only Darabanan. And he says this is even. So Rabbi Mirsky quotes that this sheet is really the basis for there's a minhag of the Temanim. When they count, they put the word Laomer in the middle. They say Hayom Shiva Yomim Laomer Shehim Shavua Echad. Where does that come from? He says that's Rabbeinu Yeruchim. You put the word la'omer in the middle. He says that's the minog of temanim ukilos svarat. They put that word, la'omer, ba'omer, whatever you say, but they put that in the middle. That's Rabbi Yeruchim Shita. That there's really two mitzvahs, and today one is darais and one is darabban. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yeruchim. He is a das yachid. Yeah?
So if you miss counting one day, you should still be able to make a brach by counting
weeks. Bisman HaMikdash or nowadays? Bisman HaMikdash, even if you miss a day, right. Even if you hold like the sheet is that it's all one big mitzvah of the days, therefore you can't count another one, you should be able to count weeks. In Akinami, according to him, you should be able to count weeks.
Even now, we make brachas on Mrs. Drabbanan.
Right, we make brachas on Mrs. Drabbanan, correct. But if you have a Doraisa that's parallel, I don't know if you'd make another separate bracha. But this is the minority opinion of the Rishonim. Most Rishonim hold that there's one mitzvah, and it's all Drabbanan Bisman HaZeh. That's what Rov Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, most Rishonim say that Sfiras Omer today is Drabanan. It's very important halacha l'maaseh. Let's say you don't remember if you counted. Let's say you don't remember. You don't remember if you forgot. Do you make a bracha? Do you not make a bracha? That's part of the issue. Rov Rishonim say that for a number of riyas. Number one, that you don't make two brachas today, and also another riyah that the Rishonim bring is that why do we count weeks every day? Just count weeks at the end of the week. You know, if it's a separate mitzvah, even according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So what are we mentioning the weeks every day? What, it's 7 plus 2, 6 plus 4? Just count the weeks at the end of the week. So most we showed, and that proves that it's one mitzvah, it's mostly Drabanan. Against this is the Rambam. The Rambam holds, Sfiras Omer Bizman HaZeh is one mitzvah, and it's Doraisa. Those are the three sheetahs of the Rishonim. Rabbi Yeruchim has the split. Rov Rishonim says it's Drabanan. The Rambam says it's Doraisa. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Kuf Samach Aleph, he says, "Ukemosha minyan hashanim v'hashmita mitzvas achas." Just like counting the years to Yovel is one mitzvah, years and cycles of Yovel, it's all one mitzvah. Kain sviras omer mitzvah achas. So this sviras omer is all one mitzvah. The al yit'eich amram, and don't be mistaken by that language in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. I know you're going to be learning daf yomi in a couple of years, says the Rambam, and you're going to read mitzvah l'mimne yome and mitzvah l'mimne shvuei. Says the Rambam, don't make that mistake that it's two mitzvahs. It's really one mitzvah. Ki kol chelek v'chelki michelke eza mitzvah, shiyu l'chalakim mitzvah la'asos ha'chelek ahu mimena. It's all one. V'haraya brura, says the Rambam, what's the raya brura that I'm right? Because you count weeks every night, and you only make one bracha. Those are the two rayas the Rambam brings in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Those are the proofs that there's only one mitzvah against Rabbeinu Yeruchim. You say, Hashekar Shabbat Tzvanu al sviras yemei ha'omer v'al sviras shvuei ha'omer. You don't say that. In a davar kain, it's really one mitzvah. So those are the three shitas in the Rishonim. How could the Rambam say it's daraisa bizman hazeh? That's also unusual. You know, it seems in the psukim that it's kind of linked to the karbana omer. This is also something that has puzzled the achronim. How the Rambam holds this? The Reb Chaim thought that it's the Rambam l'shitaso because there is a machlokas whether the kedusha of Yerushalayim is eternal. Kitcher Rishona kitcher lasilava or lo kitcher lasilava. That's a machlokas that has nafkaminas. Could you go on Har Abayis today? We don't have a base hamikdash, but do we say that you're allowed to go past the walls? It has to do with soldiers doing guard duty up there. It's a big nafkaminas about exactly how far you're allowed to go and where you're allowed to go. So we're machmir to assume the kedusha is alive and well there. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested his shechina on the makam hamikdash, then it never left. That's the shitas HaRambam. Kishu Rishona Kishu Lasalavo. So says Reb Chaim, that whole Gemara in Menachos that seems to say it's a Mitzvah Drabanan and it's linked to the Karbana Omer and it's Zechel the Mikdash, that's because that Gemara is assuming like the opinions of Lo Kishu Lasalavo, that the sanctity of Yerushalayim is not eternal. But the Rambam himself says that it is eternal. So he doesn't have to worry about that Gemara. Because since the Rambam holds that it's eternal, that's why he holds that the Karbana Omer is Daraisa even Bizman HaZeh. Yes, you cannot bring the Karbana Omer today. But really, in theory, conceptually, the Kedusha is full. And Lu Yitzuyer, let's say we had the Paraduma, and let's say we built a Mizbeach, you could bring it today. The Rambam also says you could build a Mizbeach even without a Beis HaMikdash. Right? If we had the authority and we had the Kedusha. So really, the conceptual chiyuv is there even today to bring the Karbana Omer. It's just that we can't, but that's how it could be de Oraisa even today. Okay, so we only did a couple of lines of Gemara, but there was a lot to say. Now we continue. Upasta. So now we go back to something that was referred to yesterday. So yesterday in the Braisa, we had a whole list of Karbanos that were subject to lo sa'acher. All the different types of karbanos, if you delay and do not bring them on time, then you're going to violate the isser of delaying bringing your carbon. So one of the ones on the list was karban Pesach. So now the Gemara is going to get back to that. Six lines from the bottom. Last word on the line. Upesach bar mikra bir golem hu. Pesach is something that if you wait three yamim tovim, you're going to violate. After Sukkot, you're going to violate for karban Pesach. Pesach zimna kaviyale. Pesach has zman kavua. I ikrava ikrava vilo ikrava itchile. What do you mean, Pesach? How could that be subject to Baal Ta'acher? So the Machlokas be shown here. What does this mean? Rashi and Tosfos hold this means by Pesach you violate Lo Baal Ta'acher right after Pesach. That second. You don't wait three Yom Tovim right after Erev Pesach even. Right after the dates for the real Karban Pesach. So there's no wait. The Meiri here, and the Shagasari was machaving to the Meiri. He says, I argue with Rashi and Tosfos and the Turi Evan. He says, Meiri says that no, any carbon with a specific time is not in the world of Baal Ta'acher. It's not that you violate right away Baal Ta'acher, but it's that Baal Ta'acher is only when you have a long time to bring a carbon, and you delay, and you don't bring it in the allotted time. But if you don't have an allotted time, you have a specific time to bring a carbon, the Meiri here says that that's not Baal Ta'acher. You either brought it, or you didn't bring it. Ta'acher means you have a long time, and you delay. So either way, that's a machlokas. We showed him how to read this line of the Gemara. Pesach shouldn't be on the list, either because Baal Ta'acher is right away, or there is no Baal Ta'acher. That's the question of the Gemara. So Amar Rav Chisda, the Gemara has two answers. Amar Rav Chisda, Pesach is a nasva. Number one, either you're right, Pesach was thrown in there, but it doesn't really mean it. You throw in all the other karbanos, so you throw in Pesach too. Number two, Rav Sheshes Amar, my Pesach, shalmei Pesach. What does Pesach mean? Shalmei Pesach. What does that mean? Rashi explains that you lost your karban Pesach, and you were makriv another one, and then you found the first one. So that Pesach has the din of a shlamim. So that's what's being referred to. So you have three holidays, three yamim tovim, in order to violate Baal Ta'acher for that carbon, because that carbon is a shlamim. So says the Gemara, Yahachi anu shlamim. So then shlamim is already on the list. So find a shalmei, a Pesach that you lost and you were makriv another one. The first one turns into a shlamim, but shlamim is already on the list. So why do you have to have another word in the Brisa referring to another kind of shlamim? So says the Gemara, no, there's still a chiddush. It has to say it separately. Tana shlamim habon machmas Pesach, v'tana shlamim habon machmas atzman. No, it says shlamim, plain shlamims, and shlamim that come from Pesach. Why? Salkadai dechamina, I would have thought. Since this new carbon that you designated, really, its kedusha originated with the Pesach, so you might have thought, kepesach dami, kamash malon. So you might have thought that this should be subject to the same rules as the original Pesach. And just like the original Pesach maybe wasn't shayach to Baal Ta'acher, or violated Baal Ta'acher right away, either way, so to this one, kamash malon, this one has its own identity, it's independent, and it is called a carbon shlamim. Periods, that's how Pesach could be on the list. Okay, Tana Rabbat, Minani Mili. So now the Gemara spends the rest of the Amud discussing where's the makar for all those karbanos. That all the karbanos are subject to Baal Ta'acher. If you have the Pasuk in Baal Ta'acher, Parshas Ki Tse'tse doesn't mention specifically Beferish all the karbanos. So the Gemara looks for Makaros. Where do you see, what are the Limudim that all of these items that were mentioned yesterday in the Braisa are subject to Baal Ta'acher? So the Tana Rabbat. Kisidar neder, when you make a neder, ain't liela neder. I would have thought this only applies to neder, nedava minayim, but what about nedava? So what's the difference between neder and nedava? So the Gemara says, neder is a focus on the gavra. That's where one of the only places where the Gemara uses the distinction of chefza gavra. And we think that's a Reb Chaim invention, a Brisker invention. The Gemara in the beginning of Nedarim, I think it is, says chefza gavra, to be machalik between a neder and a nedava. A neder means, I promise that I will bring a carbon. I will bring a carbon. A nedava means, I promise to bring this animal as a carbon. That's the difference. What's the difference? Let's say this animal is stolen. Let's say something happens to it. So if it's a neder that I promise to bring an animal, so even if something happens to this animal, then I have to bring another one. Because the focus is me. The focus is the gavra. That's called achrayus. I'm responsible. But a nedava, the focus is the chefza. It's the animal. It's the object. So if I say I have to bring this one, so then if that one's gone, then I do not have to bring another one. So that's what it says. Ein li ela neder. I would have thought only neder. Nedava minayin. So how do you know nedava? So nemar laka neder, v'nemar lahalon im neder o nedava. So it says, akzir shava. It says neder here, it says neder there. Malahala nedava imo, afka nedava imo. Just like the nedava in Sefer Vayikra has, just like the nether in Vayikra has nedava with it, so too the one in Kiseitse. Next words of the pasuk, Lashem Elokecha, because he says, Tihi neder Lashem Elokecha. What does that include? To Hashem, your God, Elu Hadamin Ha'erichin V'Hacharamin V'Hayekdeshos. That's, these are all included in Balta Acher. Damin, if you say I'm going to give a certain value to the Beis HaMikdash. Erechin, if you want to give a person's value, the end of Parshas B'chukosai, each person, man, woman, whatever age, has a value. V'acharamin, you want to be machrim, you want to just give a bunch of items to the Beis HaMikdash. V'hahekdeshos, you're machrim something. All of those, if I want to give, if I make a promise at any time of the year that I violate Balta Acher, whenever, based on the shittas that we had yesterday, three Yom Tovim in order, etc. Lo sa'acher l'shalmo. The pasuk says, you shall not delay to fulfill your neder, l'shalmo, to fulfill it. So that sounds like it's excluding something. So hu v'lo chilufav. It, you violate Balta Acher by the carbon itself, but not by its substitute. What is that referring to? The Gemara will discuss it after we finish quoting the Braisa. Ki darosh yidrashenu, Hashem will seek you out. Right, if you don't want to violate, because Hashem will seek you out. So what is that phrase referring to? Elu chataos va'ashamos olos ushlamim. These are referring to all the karbanos chova that you have to bring. Chatas asham, for what? Chatas for generally averus. Asham, are for the specific five averus that are listed in the Torah. The end of the parshas vayikra. Olos ushlamim, so Rashi explains, we're talking about olos ushlamim that are obligatory. Olos re'iya, shalmi chagiga, right, because these aren't violent. Olos ushlamim can bring as a nadava, that was already mentioned in the Braisa. So these are talking about obligatory olos ushlamim. Hashem alokecha, what is that referring to? Elu stakos umaisros ubachar, tztaka. Right, there's certain limitations where if somebody doesn't know there to give tztaka. So that means the mishaberach in the shul. We try to fulfill it right away, because that tztaka is also something to neder, and we should try to fulfill it right away. Umaisros. Maisros is referred to carbon miser. Ubachar, and also carbon bachar. Bachar is, right, the firstborn of any kosher animal that I have to bring to the Kohen, and it's Mamona Shal Kohen. It's a carbon, and the Kohen has to be makrovit. If it gets a balmum, fine, he doesn't have to be makrovit. But this is Bechar. The stipler here points out that Bechar, Rashi had already included on the earlier line, by Olos and Shlamim. So Bechar seems to be mentioned twice. Rav Yashav says maybe it's that there's an Isra Bal Ta'acher both on the Yisrael bringing it, and the Kohen being makrovit. I have a chiyuv to bring my bechar to the Kohen. It's one of the matnas kahuna, one of the 24 matnas kahuna. So if I don't give it to the Kohen on time, that's one balta, I could violate balta acher. And also a Kohen, who once he has the bechar, not bringing it as a karban, that's also. So maybe that's why bechar is listed twice, suggests the stipler, that it's for the Yisrael and for the Kohen. Me'imach, the pasuk ends off, Hashem will search out from you, what's something from you? Zelek et shecha upeya, these are the items of lechet shechel peya that you have to leave for the aniyim. That's also balta acher. So Tosfos yesterday, right? Discuss what do you mean? It's such about, you don't have to give these. You just leave them. What's balta acher? The ani comes in. See, Tosfos comes up with cases yesterday on Amud Beis. You know what's the mitzias? What's the heichi timsi that you picked it up and now you have to give it? You took it for an ani. Tosfos comes up with cases how you could violate. V'haya b'cha chait, the last part of the pasuk. You will have a sin if you delay. V'lo b'karban chait. But your carbon won't have a chait. We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, what that phrase means. But now we'll talk about the earlier phrase in the Braisa. So, Amar Mar. Lo sa'acher l'shalmo. You shall not delay in fulfilling your carbon, so to fulfill your neder, hu v'lo chilufa. So the Braisa had said that only that one animal is subject to the Baal Ta'acher, but not its substitute, not chilufa. So what is the case that the pasuk is referring to? There's a pasuk that goes out of its way to say your substitute carbon is not subject to balta acher. So what's the Torah referring to? So my I chilufei ola v'shlamim. If it's the substitute of an ola and a shlamim, so like let's say I lost my carbon ola and then I designated another one and then I found the first one. So mikrav karvi. So why shouldn't there be balta acher by those substitute karbanas? They're regular karbanas. If you bring a substitute ola, that's also a carbon ola. A substitute shlamim is a carbon shlamim. So why it should be? It's wrong. It's not excluded. It should be subject to balta acher. I chilufei chatas lemisa azla. If it's the chiluf of a chatas, right? You lost your carbon chatas, and therefore you designated another one, and then right, you found the first one after you makrev the first one. So that is obvious that there's no balta acher. Why? Because lemisa azla. because that's known as one of the chataos mesos, one of the five karbanos chatos that have to be let out to die in the field, based on a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. One of the chataos mesos, if you have a chatos which is lost, we'll get to them in a minute in the Rashi, so they're not hukrav. So it can't be. And one of them is a chiluf of a chatas. If you lost your carbon chatas and you were makrib another one, and then you find the first one. The halacha is that animal is left to die. It's one of the chataos hamesos. So you don't need a pasuk to tell me that that's excluded from bal ta'acher. So it can't be that either. So we're going to have another possibility in a minute. But Rashi here refers to the chataos hamesos. We mentioned this, I think, in Mesechus Pesachim was the last time we had this. There are five chataos that it's a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. That since it somehow lost its connection to its owner, it's left out to die. So number one, what are they? They are Vlad Chatos, if your carbon Chatos that you already designated had a baby. So that animal, what's that for? It's a Chatos, but it's not connected to any sin. So it's that's a Vlad Chatos. Tumuras Chatos, if you're Mamer, we're going to get to in a minute. Tumura, if you say, if you want to change your carbon Chatos, it's an Issa D'Oraisa to change your Chatos from one to the other, any carbon. So that also, Tumuras Chatos is left out to die. You're not Makar, but Tumuras Chatos. Chatos Shemesu Baleha, if the owner of the Chatos died, so you're not gonna, there's no Kapar Lach Armisa. The one that we have, the case that this Kapru Baleha Ba'acher. And finally, Avra Shnasa, if the Chatos got too old before your Makar, those are the five Chatos Mesos. That's a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, they have to be left out to die. So I always had trouble memorizing, trying to remember these five. When Mesechus Vachon, I was trying to remember. So Mamash, I found a Meiri last night on our daf. This is Meiri says, oh, I have a mnemonic to remember. Yesterday's parsha, V'timna ha'isa pilagesh. Right, there's always the pasuk quoted that, oh, you see, some psukim in the Torah don't teach you anything. Right, and still, it still has kedusha. V'timna says the... Says the Meiri, Vitimna, Vlad Chatas, Tumuras Chatas, Mesu Ba'aleha, Nischaber Ba'aleha Ba'acher, Avar Shnasa. Those five, Chatos, Mesos, right there, the word Vitimna. That has the five, right, Meiri, page 15, right here in Rosh Hashanah. That's the mnemonic to remember, the five Chatos, Mesos. And what's that, Pilegesh? Because a Pilegesh is a, doesn't really have full Ishus, right, it's a lower level, so to all these Chatos have a lesser kedusha, and that's why they set out to grace to die. V'timno ha'isa bilagash. Then the next time somebody quotes that to you, oh, what is that teaching me? Say, oh, chatos ha'mesos, Miri and Rosh Hashanah, daf, hey. There it is. Okay. Good. Weiter. Come to the daf just for that Meiri today. Got a dayenu. Okay, also for the Bells of Rebbe, which we started out with. Okay, says the Gemara, so we're still stuck. Right, so what is the pasuk excluding? When the Torah excludes that there's a chiluf, there's a substitute carbon that's not subject to Baal Ta'acher. So if it's Olin Shlomim, it's wrong, because it is subject to Baal Ta'acher. If it's Chatos, it's obvious, because it's not Hukrav. So Ella, my chiluf of chilufei Toda. The halacha is a substitute carbon Toda. Meaning what case? Detani, Rabbi Chia, we bring a carbon Toda. Shitas Rashi is, this is a machlokas in Mesechus Vachim, Shitas Rashi is that you have to bring a carbon Toda for the four events, the same four that we say Birchas HaGomel for, right, Chol Chaim, Chol V'Chol HaChaim Yiduchasela, right, Chole and Yam and Yisurin and Midbar, right, so that's another mnemonic, the Chaim mnemonic. So the four that we say Birchas HaGomel for, that's Shittas Rashi, you have to bring Karbon Toda. But really, other Rishonim say, no, you can bring a term Toda for anything you want. But either way, so if you have a Karbon Toda, the halacha by a Karbon Toda is that it has to be brought with 40 loaves. 40 loaves have to be accompanied with a carbon toda, right? So unique. One of the carbonists of Nazir also has to have loaves, but most carbonists do not have to be brought with loaves. Mostly matzah. I think 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chametz by a carbon toda. So toda should start with a timurasa. So what happens if you have a carbon toda and it got lost, so you designated another one, then you found it, Baruch Hashem. But now you have both of them in your backyard, and now they're all mixed up. You don't know which one's the real toda and which one is the timura. And we know that the real toda requires loaves. The pretend substitute toda, the tamuras toda, does not require loaves. And if you bring it, that's a problem, because that's hakravas chulun la'azara. You're not allowed to be makrav something, you bring something to the base of Migdash that doesn't belong there. So you don't know what to do. So toda should have been tamurasa, and then, so what, if they're both alive, so you know what you can do? You bring both of them and say, the loaves should be for the good one. But let's say one of them dies. Now you're really stuck. What are you going to do? Should it be to us of a mesa achas mehen chaverta ein la takana? So chaverta ein la takana. It's friend, right? You have to. There's nothing to do. You can't bring the other one as a carbon toda. Why? Hey, levin. What are you going to do? Likriva. If you're makriv, likriv lechem bahadah, and you bring the breads with it. So dilma tzimurahi. Maybe this is the substitute karbatoda, so it shouldn't have the bread. And if you bring the bread, that's inappropriate. So likrava below lachem, if you're going to bring it without the bread, but maybe dimatodi, maybe it is a karbatoda, and therefore you're violating bal tigra, or just not bringing your carbon properly. So that's the chiluf that the Torah is referring to. That's the one that you don't violate bal ta'achar for. And again, ask the Gemara, that can't be. But again, what's the halacha by this carbon? You can't bring it. It's not a bas hakrava, because you're stuck. So of course there's no bal ta'acher there. You can't bring the karbon. There's nothing to talk about. Bal ta'acher should be something that you can bring, but you don't. So again, that's the third possibility that we're going to reject. So again, we're still stuck. What exactly is the purpose? By the way, there's a famous nitziv, and other mafarshim also say it, but karbon toda has so many breads. Ironically though, that karbon toda has the shortest amount of time to eat it. Karbon toda could only be eaten until chatzos of that night. Even kachshei kachim has, you know, maybe the whole night to eat it on a daraisa level. Either rabbanan, maybe you want to stop at chatzos, kedila hachagadim in ha'avera, but mi'ikar adin, mi'daraisa, you'd have the day and that night until the next morning. Shlamim has 2 days. Most karbanas, all karbanas, have more time. A karban toda is till chatzos that night. So it has the most food, you have to finish all the karban and all the bread in the shortest amount of time. Isn't that ironic? That's what many mefarshim say, that's the point of a karban toda, that it's not supposed to keep it to yourself. You're supposed to be mefarsim, but what's the only way you'd be able to finish the food? If you invite all your friends, if you make a big party, did you hear what Hashem did to me? You make a sudas hodah. That's the original makar for a sudas hodah is in the Torah. You don't get a better source than that. Right? If you look in the Torah, that's the halacha. They have so much to eat and so little time to eat it. Haraya, that you have to be mefarsim and invite as many people as you can. So that's the karban toda. I think that's the nitziv on Parshas Tzav by karban toda. So that's the question here. So we're still stuck. Third rejection. So what is the Torah talking about when the Torah says there's a substitute carbon that is not subject to bal ta'acher? We still don't know. So Amar Rav Sheshes, la'olam lemute chilufei ola v'shlamim. So really, it's we're going back to the first possibility. It's talking about a substitute ola v'shlamim. But what exactly is the case? We already said that a substitute ola v'shlamim is hukrav. No, v'hacha v'bayas kinan k'gon sh'avru alav shnei regalim. Listen to the case. You have a carbon ola in your house, and you made the promise to bring it before Pesach. Pesach passed, Shavuos passed, so there's only one holiday left. If you don't bring it by Sukkos, then you violate the Isser of delaying to bring your carbon. But then what happened after Shavuos? V'humam. Then your carbon got a balmum, it got a blemish. So what happens? V'chililo al acher. So you switch the Kedusha onto another carbon. V'avar al regel echad. And then you didn't bring this substitute after the third holiday. So that's the chiddush of the Torah. Salkadai dachamina hoel mikoach kama kaasi. Kaman da'avru alav gimel regalim dami. You might say that in this case, the new carbon is really an extension of the previous carbon, and you cumulatively say you've passed over 3 Yamin Tovim because the Kedusha of this one comes from the previous one. Kamash Malan, no, you don't say that. And therefore, this one has its own 3 Yamin Tovim, and after one Yantif passes by, you do not say that you violated. Continue for 2 more lines. But what about the sheet in the Tanan that we had yesterday? A Rabbi Meir that says you violate Bal Ta'acher after one Yantif. After one Yantif. So then here, you're going to violate. So this can't be what the Torah is referring to, according to Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, you do violate Bal Ta'acher. So what's the case that's excluded in the Pasuk according to Rabbi Meir? Ma'ikel Meimar. So we come up with another case. Amar Rava, Hachal Ma'eskina Koshuhuman Betocha Regel. This carbon, your carbon ola got a mum in the middle of Yantif. In the middle of Yantif. V'chililo, v'avar, and then you switched its kedusha onto another carbon, v'avar l'varegel. And it passed over onto, and then it finished the Yantif. So that's the chiddush. Sakada dechamino, hole mikoach kama ka'asi. Kama da'avar le kule regel dami. So you might have said that since this animal, its kedusha stems from the original one, so therefore, even though it only existed from the second half of Yantif, still, that's considered passing over a whole Yantif, and you violate bal ta'acher. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush according to Rabbi Meir, that you do not violate in this case. Period. There's a parallel discussion. We're going to stop here, right? Before Vahay Bachachay. That's a new topic, but related to another source. But there's a here we're not talking about the halacha of Temura. The Isser of Temura the point at the end of Parshat Bechukosai is that you're not allowed to switch Kedusha on purpose. You're not allowed to substitute. Let's say I have an animal in my backyard. And I say, you know what? I don't want to bring this animal. I want to eat this animal tonight. I'm going to switch the Kedusha from the first animal to the second animal. You know what the halacha is? Number one, you did an Aveira. You violated Temura. Number two, both animals are now karbanis. That's the halacha. Vayahu Rusmura So Yekodesh. That's the halacha. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchas Temura. The reason is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows, you know, the das of a person, we always go back sometimes. We always renege. We're always upset about things that we do. We make promises. So you know what? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? You can't get out of this one. You can't get out of this one. It's the Kedusha stays. That's the halacha. Tmura remains Kodesh. Here, we're not exactly talking about Tmura. We're talking about an animal that got a mum, and you're switching the Kedusha. But the Gemara discussed how much, at least the Havamina, how much of the Kedusha of the second animal stemmed from the first animal or not. That is a huge discussion in the Achronim by Tmura. The Briska Rav, the end of the Kedusha HaGriz al Rambam, the last five pages just has letters. Michtavim. It doesn't say who they're written to. Some of them were written to Rav Soloveitchik, some of them were written to others, but just Michtav. Those are the Michtavim at the end of the Gris. Right, so one of the letters is about this issue. By Temura, by the animal, when I say this animal should have the Kedusha of the other animal, how much is that second animal its own independent Kedusha? Where does the Kedusha come from? Does it really come from the Hakdasha HaRishona, that it's just a break-off from the original animal, or does it come from now? And there are a lot of nafkaminas lahalacha, what you say, but that's in the Chakir and the Achronim. By Temura, is that based on the original Hakdasha, or is that based on the new Hakdasha that you've done now, the Maisa Temura or the Maisa Hakdasha? That is a discussion. So here we're not exactly talking about that, but it's the same kind of havaminas. Because here you're doing chilul on a second animal, but the first one got a balmum. So you're not doing anything wrong in this case, but the parallel discussion is by Temura. Okay, let me just say one, yeah.
When the pasuk excludes the animals from Bataka, is that mean the clock starts over again, or is there no din b'ta'acher?
Right. Does it mean that the clock starts over? There's no din b'ta'acher. If there's no iser l'chora, then there's no clock.
Take forever.
Right, there's no clock l'chora by this chiluf. Right. Do you say or obviously by this specific one, by the chiluf one? Right. No. It sounds like the chiddush is they just don't violate now. Right. According to Rabbi Meir, it's because it was born in the middle of Yontif. So, but the next Yontif, you would violate.
Then what you hold, the clock would start. From
the clock would start after,
and
right?
You still have Baal Ta'acher.
You have Baal Ta'acher, but the Chiddush of the Torah is that it's an independent carbon. It's not its own. Not a carbon connected to the previous one. Just to end off with another Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch said there was a possibility in the Gemara about a carbon toda violating Baal Ta'acher by the three carbonists. He says a carbon toda has chametz in it, so you can't bring that on Pesach anyway. So you're going to tell me does that include Pesach? So he has a discussion whether the Baal Ta'acher that's suggested in the Gemara would include Pesach because you can't bring it on Pesach anyway. Or maybe you'd say you have to have Shavuos, Sukkos, and then Shavuos again because you're like an Ones. So what if you're an Ones? You're not going to violate Baal Ta'acher. So maybe you're an Ones. Or maybe not. Maybe here you're not an Ones. The Torah says it's Aser, but still you're delayed. So he has that discussion in the Menachas Chinuch. Okay. Maybe just end off with another drash. We have 2 minutes before, I'll give 3 minutes before to put on the tefillin. We spoke about Meiser also. Meiser was quoted here. So just to remind the Olam about the thought that we've said a couple of times from Rav Palm. Rav Palm notes that by Meiser Behema, what's the halacha? Let's say I have 1,000 animals. So I can't just say, okay, I have 1,000 animals, so let's give this 100 to Meiser to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. You don't do that. What do you have to do? You have to put him through a little hole. 1, 2, 3, and then the 10th one, mark off with a stick, a red stick, paint the back, and you know that one's Meiser. Sir Palm, that's so difficult. Isn't it much easier to just take the percentage of your animals, bring them to the Yerushalayim? We have to count 1, 2, says Rav Palm, unbelievable. He says sometimes it's very hard for a person to give tzedakah, to give meiser. If you have to give 100 animals out of 1,000, I said, very difficult. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? Do it this way. 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 4, 9 for me. Okay, 1 for Hashem. 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me. Meiser teaches you how much you have. 90% you're going to be able to keep. But if you just say, okay, 100 animals, give me 10%, it's very difficult. But if you have to go through the minion, you have to go through the 1 for me, 2 for me, 3, 9 for me, 9 for me, unbelievable. Okay, I'll give one to Hashem. So that's the message of Meiser Behema, Rav Palm writes in Parshas Bechukosai, and that is that's a message we could leave off with. We have to remember Yesh Li Kol, not Yesh Li Rav, as we spoke about yesterday. Okay, we'll stop here.